We were holding Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph on top by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Be'yabor Perokim Ho'ilam Nidan." There are four different times of the year that the world gets the judgment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'Pesach HaLatfua. On Chag HaPesach, there's a din HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done the world if the Tfua, if the grains will grow good this year or not. If the wheat, if the five grains will grow good. Ba'Tzeres HaPerithilon. On Shavuos, Chag HaShavuos is the Yom HaDin for the trees, if they'll give off good fruits this year or not. Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, which means Tishrei, is called Boi Olam. All the people of the world is come, Ovrim Lefonah Kibnei Morin. All the people of the world go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibnei Morin. And the Gemara explains what this means. We'll have Shotim in the Gemara exactly what this means. Some say it means like the soldiers of a king. Like each one comes separately, one after another, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, HaYotzer Yachad Libom HaNevin El Kol Ma'aseim. Like he created everybody's heart, and he understands exactly what we do. In other words, he gives us judgment for every single thing we did throughout the whole year. Uvechog, and on Sukkis, is Nidonim Al Hamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world if we'll have enough water, if there'll be a lot of water, a rainwater, throughout the year. This judgment is on Chag on Sukkot. So the Gemara says now, Hai Tfua, that the Mishnah says, the din, the judgment for Tfua, for wheat, for grain, is on Pesach. On which grain are we judging now? Hai Tfua. Ilei mo ho Tfua dikaimo, if you want to say the Tfua that's already grown. In other words, when it becomes Pesach, the Tfua that was already grown, it was seeded before, and it's ready now to cut off, this Tfua gets the judgment now on Pesach. If so, Kol Hani Haraftaki, the Odu Olor Amos Isdin. All the things that happened to it before Pesach, in other words, from the time you planted it, until Pesach now, until it grow now, where was the Gezar Din on that? Like if you're telling me now on Pesach, there's only a judgment for the wheat that's already grown, and now on Pesach we judge this growment, it's only what's already grown. Well, after you cut down this wheat, then at the end of the spring, let's say, you planted a new crop, which is, you plant a new crop, so that crop wasn't around on this year's Pesach. So when did the judgment happen to that crop? Rashi says, Hashvim mechubim mechenas lichter. If the judgment is only on the crop that's growing right now, if so, the crop, what happened, when was the judgment, what happened to before Pesach? Rashi Shavrolei. So Gemara answers, Ela Tfua de Mizdara. What it means to say is, on Pesach they judge all the wheat that's going to grow this year. The Mizdara means that you will plant later on, not only the Tfua that was already planted, but they judge now for cat, it wasn't grown yet. But anything that you plan to grow, you plan to plant throughout this year, is the judgment now of those plants will grow enough. Rashi says, Sha'atid l'zroyev ma'cheshvan habom. On the tfua that you're going to plant, on ma'cheshvan, what would be if it will grow good or not, has a judgment on paper. The Gemara says, L'mein, were you coming out to tell me, Pashup Shana Mishnah is, T'echad dina misdana. That the tfua, the wheat, the grains, only have one judgment. Tam achas Rashi, one time of the year in Pesach, we judge all that's going to happen throughout the whole year. The Yatanya have a kashra in this. We learned in a price like this. The Yatanya, Tfua, She'ira, Bo, Keri, Oy, Oynis, Kedim, Pesach. If you have your grain, your wheat, or barley that's growing and started to grow before Pesach already, and a Keri means something happened to it. In other words, B'day Shemayim, like Rashi says, could go in borrowed, a hailstorm came down and ruined it. Oy, Oynis, a real Saman Oynis happened, Kedim, Pesach, before Pesach. Is Nidonis L'Shava. You should know this thing. Why did the hail come and ruin it? The Gzar Din was on last year Pesach. In other words, this Tfua, since it was grown before Pesach, so the Gzar Din was Nigzar last year Pesach, what's going to happen until the next year Pesach? Now, Lachra Pesach, let's say the same wheat, again, that was planted and growing before Pesach. Nothing happened to it then. Just it keeps on growing now, and now after Pesach, something happened to it. After Pesach, this crop got ruined from hail. You should know Nidonis Labor. You know when its judgment happened? On this last Pesach. The last Pesach just passed by. Then Hashem was down this wheat that something should happen to it. So it comes out that the wheat that was planted way before Pesach. So everything that happens to it until Pesach comes, was the judgment last year Pesach. What's going to happen to the same wheat that's still growing now from Pesach onwards is going to be a new judgment on this Pesach onwards. So it comes out this one crop, this one bunch of tefuah of wheat that was growing, let's say, from 5 months, from 2 months before Pesach to 2 months after Pesach, and had like two judgments on it. There was one judgment from last year Pesach, what's going to happen these first 2 months of before Pesach, and now on this year Pesach, there's another judgment on this crop, what's going to be from now on. So every crop like has two judgments to it. And the same thing, Adam, if you have a person, Shira boy carry a yoinis kadim Yom Kippurim. Something happened to him, something bad happened to him before Yom Kippur. We say, Nidin Lishavar. What happened to him was Oifka Paskin, Hashem made the judgment last year already, last year Pesach, last year Yom Kippur. Liyacha Yom Kippur. Let's say something happens to him right now, right after Yom Kippur. Nidin Labo. You should know his judgment was just with this Pesach, this Yom Kippur that just passed by. In other words, Mustam, even though it's like one big business deal that you started before Yom Kippur and the first ended after Yom Kippur, if something went wrong before Yom Kippur, we say it was last year's judgment that something's going to go wrong with this deal. But if something first went wrong after Yom Kippur, we say it's from this new psak, this new judgment that just happened on Yom Kippur. Tomorrow says, Oh my Rava says, Shema Amina, from here we have a proof that Trey Dina Mizdana, that sometimes on one crop, it has two different dins, two different judgments. Like we're saying, there's the judgment before Pesach on this crop, and there's the judgment after Pesach when this crop is still growing. Omer Abaya, Abaya says like this, Tukach, therefore, ki chazi inish de matler zorei aflo. If people see that when they're planting the seeds, that you have to plant early. And Rashi says, chitzav ukesemes, wheat and spelt, shen izroyim b'macheshvim. People usually grow, plant the wheat in macheshvim. Shemamarim lisbasher, because it doesn't get ripe so fast. So therefore, you have to plant it much earlier. So people see when they're planting very early in the season of Macheshvim, they're planting their wheat that is doing very good, it's growing very nicely. Zatlochom, the Gemara says, Liktam v'lizra charfa. Let them fast, go right now and plant like the barley, even though barley is charfa, grows very fast. And usually you only plant it much later on, still, chaparayin and plant it right now. Why? The Adamotim l'madayna kodam solik. In other words, right now you had one judgment and it was for the good. So chaparayin and grow right now rather to wait till after Pesach with a new judgment, maybe then it won't be so good. Adimor Agrashi says, Liktam v'lizra charfam, ha-so'irom v'maheris lesbashol. Barley grows very fast. V'zorim oisa v'shvat. You don't have to plant it in Macheshvan. You can wait till Shvat and Adar to plant it first. V'chivan v'yafla mitzlach. Since it grows fast, you have time to wait. Now, the chivon, the yafla master, since you see what you grew early, the wheat, was growing very good, Shema Amina, L'Tayga, Nidim, Pesach, Shavar. It's a raya that last year, Pesach, Hashem gave you a good judgment that what you're going to grow throughout this year till next year, Pesach, is going to grow very good. L'Tayga, therefore, Yemai, L'Zray, L'Zriya, Shnia. Go fast right now and plant the barley right now that it should grow completely before Pesach, in order that last year's judgment, that everything will be good, should be accepted, should be even on this barley. The Rosh says, Yad Damasu Medayinu V'Pesach Abo. Like, don't wait to first plant the barley right before Adar, so then maybe you'll go through Pesach. Because then when it comes Pesach, you're going to have a new judgment, maybe next year's judgment will be bad. And Kodem, so like Rashi says, that means the Godel Ksas will grow a little bit, so the Enim Amashil is Kalkul. In other words, make sure it grows before you get the new judgment on Pesach. Like the Mar says, before it comes the next year Pesach, it would already grow already. Kodem Solik Rashi means v'godol ksas. Let it at least start growing a little bit. Therefore, since it started to grow good, it's not probably that it'll become bad later on. In other words, once it gets a good start to growing at the beginning, it's good, most probably continue on. So first, make sure it starts to grow a little bit this year, for this year you had a good judgment, and don't wait for next year after Pesach. So Gemara says now, Mani Masnitsin, who does our Mishnah go like? L'chura Loi Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Meir Shita, for Loi Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, for Loi Rabbi Yosi, not Rabbi Yosi, but Loi Rabbi Nosin, and not like Rabbi Nosin. Gemara says, why? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa like this. Ha'kel Nidoinim Rosh Hashanah. Everybody gets his judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzara din shalahem nechtam b'yom HaKippur. And the Gzara din is sealed on Yom Kippur. Hebrew Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. So that's for sure not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says there are four different times when there's a Mishpat. And here it says everybody is Nidun on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehudu and Rabbi Yehudu says, HaKeil Nidun on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody has his judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzadin Shalem Nechtam Kolechet Yechet Bizmanei. So he's masking there are four different times when there's a judgment, but that's only for the Gemar Din, for the final seal, is on Pesach for the Tzvuah, is on Atzeres for the Ilonis. But the Mishpat, when is Hashem done, when is the Mishpat, the judgment starts? Everything starts in Rosh Hashanah. So again, it's not like our Mishnah. Pashat our Mishnah means that the judgment first starts on Tzvuah by Pesach, and Atzeres it starts for Ilonis. He says, no, the judgment starts on Rosh Hashanah. Just exardin shalem nechtam kolechad yechad bezmanoi. The Pesach ala Tzvuah. On Pesach is the seal, the Gzar Din is the Gemar Din, the end of the judgment is on the Tzvuah. The Ateres HaPeres Ilum. On Shavuos, the end of the Gzar Din is on the trees. The Chag on Sukkot Nidonim Alamayim. The Yodim Nidim Rosh Hashanah, but a person, his judgment starts on Rosh Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shaloi Nechnam B'Yom Kippur. When is his Gzar Din, when is the final judgment sealed? That's sealed on Yom Kippur. So again, our Mishnah cannot come out like Rabbi Yehuda. We have the Yosi, Yom of Yosi says, Odom Nidim B'chol Yom. Every single person has a judgment every single day. If every single day Hashem gives a new judgment to everything. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Eiv that it says, Vatif Kedeinu Livkorim, that Hashem remembers you every single morning. That every single morning Hashem comes to visit you, means Hashem gives you a judgment every single day. Rabbi Nosson Oiner, Odom Nidim B'chol Shor. Not only every single day, like every single second of the day, the whole show, every time, Hashem is giving judgment. Shenema, the end of this pasuk of is, it says, Vatif Kedeinu is Korim, that ends off, L'Regoyim Tivchonenu. L'Regoyim, like for every second, Hashem is Beichon, Hashem tests you. In other words, Hashem judges you every single second of the day. That's Rabbi Nosson Shita. So the Chura, our mission does not go like any one of these four Mandi Yomrim. So where it says, V'chi Teima, maybe you want to say like this, L'Yolam Yav Yehudi. Really, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita was shver because he says that the Mishpat, the Din, starts on for everything on Rosh Hashanah. And our Mishnah Poshit says that B'Av HaProkim, the Din, the judgment, first starts on Tzvuah on Pesach. So Mora says, no, the Chikatoni Masnitzin, that our Mishnah says the judgment for Tzvuah is on Pesach, I tell you, Agzar Din. Maybe the Mishnah only means on the Gzar Din. The seal, the end of the judgment for Tzvuah is on Pesach. But when does the judgment start? It could be like a Yudhi Shita, the judgment for everything starts on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara Yehoki, if so, Kash Yodim, and it's a Kash Yodim. If the Mishnah is only talking about the Gzar Din, when the final seal is, so why does the Mishnah say that people, their Gzar Din is on Rosh Hashanah? It's not true. Yet Yudhi says the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, just the Chil of Din, the judgment starts on Rosh Hashanah. Now, if our Mishnah is talking about the Gzar Din, so why does our Mishnah say for Nodom, the Gzar Din is on Rosh Hashanah? It's not true. It should be on Yom Kippur. So Moshe says, Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Hai Tana, Dever Rabbi Shmoli, Enechnami. Our Mishnah is not going like those four Man Yomrim, but rather the Tana of our Mishnah, you know, is Dever Rabbi Shmoli. The Tana, Dever Rabbi Shmoli. We learned the Tana, Dever Rabbi Shmoli like this. The Abo, Parokim, Oilam, Midim. There are four times of the world, that four times of the year that the world is judged. The Pesach ala Tzvuah. On Pesach, that's the beginning, that's the end of the judgment of Tzvuah, of the grains. The Atzeres HaPeres Ilum. On Shavuos, it begins and ends the judgment on the trees, the fruits. The Chag on Sukkot, Nidonim Alamayim. The judgment begins and ends about water, if there'll be enough water, enough rain this year. The Odom, a person, Nidin Rosh Hashanah. His Gzar Din starts, Hashem starts to judge us on Rosh Hashanah. But Ugzar Din Shaloi, when is the final seal? That's Nechtem Yom HaKippurim. Nechtem, it finishes, it's sealed on Yom Kippur. The Chorah, our Mishnah goes according to some of Rabbi Shmuel. The Chigatoni Masnitzin, that our Mishnah says that a person is Nidin Rosh Hashanah, it means Atchil Din, on the beginning of the judgment of a person, it begins on Rosh Hashanah, even though true, it first ends back on Yom Kippur. Torah says, Omer Rav Chizda, my time is Rav Yosi. What's Rav Yosi's time that he says, Odom is Nidin B'chol Yom? So Torah says, Kediyom HaTayna. What do you mean? He said a postik already. He brought down a postik in Eiv that said,
But this G'day, the love kolim, that Hashem checks you, comes to visit you every single day. The word says, I'm not hoping to come reading. This is what Rav Chisda meant to ask. My time will be on the career of Nosim. No more Nishach. If you darshan that posik, why don't you hold like Rav Nosim that Hashem judges you every second? Elamai, what do you hold? That Bechina Eyuna V'yalmehi. And that's what the end of the posik says. L'regoyim Tavchina Nenu. It just means Hashem looks at you. He's mine, he looks at you. But not that he gives you judgment. If so, Rav Chisda meant to ask that Rav Yossi, Pekida Nami Eyuna V'yalmehu. Then Pekida also, who says Pekida means that Hashem judges you? It just means that he looks over your actions. So, how does Rabbi Yossi know to say that Hashem judges us every single day? So, where it says, Elo Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said like this, Time at Rabbi Yossi Mihocha. Rabbi Yossi's time is from a different posik. The posik says, Last place, Mishpat Avdoi, or Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyim, that every single day Hashem gives judgment to Klai Yisrael. So, it says clearly every single day we have judgment. The Yom Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says another member, Yishino Melech Hutzibur. If there's a king waiting in line to get his judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and there's a tzibur, the congregation wants to get their judgment, is melech nichnas chilul adin? For sure, Hashem takes the king first. He gives the judgment to the king first. Shenem ma'war, as the pasuk says, last is nishpat avdei. First, Hashem does the nishpat of avdei, his chashuv of the king, or nishpat amo Yisrael, and then goes the rest of the congregation, the rest of the am Yisrael. Mer says, my time. What's the reason why? Like, what's the difference? Who comes first? Who comes second? What's the big difference? What are you in the pasuk for? The Mor says, the boy is saying the one there, it says, Lav Urcha Arya. It's not nice, it's not menschlich, it's not proper manners. L'meisav Malkav Roy, to make the king wait outside. So that's the svar, the king for sure goes first. The boy is saying another svar, it says, Mekame Delefesh Cheroinaf, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry. So Rashi explains, why should Hashem get angry? Because when Hashem judges the world, you should know, as he judges, he goes along, he sees that the people did averus, and the more averus Hashem sees the world does, like the more angry he gets. So we're always asking Hashem to be danus. With the midas harachamim, Hashem please have rachmanus on us. We have to be afraid if we wait too long to get our din, maybe Hashem won't have that much rachmanus on us, because he's a little bit angry because he saw the way so many people did, so many averus already. So therefore it's an Indian to have your mishpat first on Rosh Hashanah. And the Balei Musa talk about this, that how does a person get his judgment first on Rosh Hashanah? So the Balei Musa say, really, we'll learn later in the Gemara, and talks about Kavnei Morim, they say that Avad Tzadikim have a right to bull their way first, they get the judgment first. But another way they say is, what Nageya to us is, a Pashad Eloshin of first come, first serve. Whoever puts himself first online to get his judgment, will get his judgment first on Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, how do you put yourself online to say if you make Achana? If you start to prepare yourself now during Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, in other words, you feel that soon, another 2 weeks, there's going to be a Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be a Yom Adin, and you start to prepare yourself now and do special Maisim, you daven better now, you learn more now, you do more mitzvahs right now, so by preparing yourself for Rosh Hashanah, that's the way you put yourself first online to get your judgment first. Like this Gemara says, as an Indian, to try and have your judgment first on Rosh Hashanah, you'll have a better judgment that way. Mor says, Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Keman matlin on idno aktsiru yamaria. Who do we daven for today when somebody gets sick? Rashi says, it means before from a second the dorm, ktsiru means cholim, people that are sick. Maria means talmud chochim shein tshuse koyach, a talmud chochim that's very weak. Who do we pray for? Who do we daven for every single day that people should get healed up? Is Keman kri Rabbi Yosef. Who goes like Rabbi Yosef Shita? And Rabbi Yosef says a person gets a judgment every single day. So therefore, we could daven every single day that when a person gets his judgment tomorrow, the judgment should be in the Kavah Skos, he should get well. But the Chur, according to Rabbanan Shita, that you only have a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, since Hashem already judged you, like to have be sick, to be dead, how can we change the judgment? What are we davening for? So the Gemara answers, no. We boy the same with other terrorists like this. I'll tell you, Leolam Kirabbanan. Even according to the Rabbanan Shita, that it says a person gets his judgment on Rosh Hashanah for the whole year, still we could daven for a person. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak, like Rabbi Yitzchak Shita. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Yofot Soa Kol Yodim. If a person cries, screams out, Davin's good for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ben Kredim Gzadin, Ben Liach Gzadin. Even after the Gzadin, even after Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem already gave a seal to the Gzadin, to the judgment, that things could happen bad to you, still if you Davin good to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you could change the judgment. So therefore, this man is there, with Mespalo, we Davin for a sick person, that Hashem should please change the judgment to make him the Kav's chutz. Because Tzuaka, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always helps. Tanya, we learned Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mifnei Mar Omer Torah. Why does the Torah say, Heviyu Omer Pesach? How come there's a mitzvah to bring the korban Omer that comes from Tfuah on Pesach? Mifnei, because Sha Pesach Zman Tfuhu. Because on Pesach, like the Mishnah says, that's the time of the year that Hashem judges us if we'll have enough Tfuah throughout the year. So therefore, as the Chesed Hashem, Hashem has Rachmanis on us, he says like this, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Heviyu Lufonai Omer Pesach. Bring in front of me Omer on Chag HaPesach. Kidei in order she tizborech lachem Tfuah Shebesodi. In order that b'schus you do a mitzvah with the Tfuah, if I see you doing mitzvahs now with the Tfuah, I'll make sure you get a big bracha now for the Tfuah. So since on Pesach is a zman of din, of judgment for the Tfuah, Hashem B'davka lets us do mitzvahs with the Tfuah, that b'schus the mitzvah will have a big bracha. How come the Torah said to bring the special mincha of shtei lechem, the two breads on atzeres and shuas? The same thing. Because in atzeres is the zman when Hashem judges the trees. Aye, what does wheat have to do with a tree? So Rashi says two pshatim. The chud of shtei lechem comes from wheat. They make the bread out of wheat. So what does it have to do with the fact that atzeres Hashem judges the trees? So one pshat Rashi says is that because on shuas is the time when we can start bringing Bikurim. And Bikurim comes from the fruits. So therefore, when we bring the Shtei Lechem, that lets us start bringing the Bikurim. So it has to do with Ilonis. Second Shat Rashi says is, because we're going according to Man Yoma that says in Sanhedrin, that ate She'ochel Adam Rishon Chita Hoysa. That as it says, Adam Rishon ate from Eitz Hadas, it did Yavera, you know what type of a tree it was? It was Chita, it was wheat. So you see, wheat is also called the tree. Therefore, here we say, bring the Shtei Lechem that comes from wheat, on Atzeres, on Shavuos. Why? Is Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Heviyu Lufona Shtei Lechem Atzeres, Kedei She'Yizborchu Lechem Peiros Ilon. In order that now that you're doing mitzvahs with fruits of the tree, I'll make a special bracha, I'll give you a reward like that, I'll give the judgment good for the Ilonis. So it's Mamash Chesed of Hashem that during these times, we have special mitzvahs to do with the fruits in order to get a good bracha on the fruits. How come the Torah gave a special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim during Sukkot? Why is it a special mitzvah, the same thing? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisach HaMayim Mayim B'Chag. Go bring water, do this mitzvah Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. Do a mitzvah with water. Kedei She'Yizborchu Lechem Gishmei Shana. In order that I should give a bracha to you, I'll bless the rain this year with the water, since you're doing mitzvahs now with water. The Omru, Vaita, Rabbi Yosef says this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, the Omru, Lefonai, Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, please say in Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyot, Zichronis, Beshoifreis. Please say, like we do in Musaf, we say 10 psukim about Malchiyot, we say 10 psukim about Zichronis, and then we say about the Shoifreis, and we blow the Shoifre. The Gemara explains, Malchiyot, why should we say the psukim of Malchiyot? Kadesha Tamlichuni Alechim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu for king over us. We accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu for king. In other words, like when we say Davin Musaf, when we say these Sukkim, we have to have in mind that we're accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the king over us. Zichroinos, what then we say the Sukkim about Zichroinos? We remember all the things that Hashem did, which is about the Tzchav Yoinish, that when we did good, we got reward. When we did bad, we got punishment. Kadei Shiyal Zichroinechem Lefon Latoiva. In order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember all the things we did for the good. And what does this mean? Why should Hashem remember whatever we did throughout the year for good? For the fact that we've saved Sukkim what already happened? So the Sfasemis on Chumash explains that the Pshat is, by saying Zichronis, we're saying these Sukkim, like we're Makia, we agree, we understand, we admit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us reward and punishment. There's a Schar V'Yenish, there's Ashkocha in the world. Whatever happens to us is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we do good, He gives us reward, it's good for us. If we do bad, we do averus, Hashem gives us punishment. If we realize this, we're marking this, this chus, that we have this hashkacha, we have this emunah, this trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us l'tayva. In other words, the chus that we agree to the fact that Hashem is mashkiach over us, is chav yainish, Hashem will make it that our zichronechem l'fon l'tayva. All the things we did throughout the year, Hashem will only look at it for the good. Uvameh, with what by Shofar? By blowing the Shofar. By blowing the Shofar, that's what connects us, Klai Yisrael, down here, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I have a special tape on this. I spoke about the Tchilos and Rosh Hashanah. Barich is about the union of the Chroinus, Malchus and Shefus. Now, Omer Rabbi Avuah, Rabbi Avuah said, Lomo Toikin b'Shefus Shalayim. How come in Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah to blow the Shefus Shalayim? Is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tiku Lufonai b'Shefus Shalayim. I want you to blow the Shefus. A Shefus comes out of a rim. Why? Kedei she'esko lechem akedus Yitzchak ben Avrom. That I'll remember now the Akedah that Yitzchak ben Avram sacrificed himself. And he was moist and nefesh for Hashem. Umal ani alechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it for us, ki'ilu akaratem atmechem, as if we ourselves sacrificed ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, it's the fact that we remember the fact that Yitzchak Avinu was moist and nefesh, gave up his life for Hashem, Hashem will count it as if we ourselves give up our life also. So what does one have to do with the other? Yitzchok really was Maisa Nefesh. But just the fact we say it, why is that considered like we were Maisa Nefesh? Now some of the say that Pshat is even by Yitzchok Avinu also, he was not really Maisa Nefesh. He didn't die. The Malach told Avram Avinu not to kill his son. But the Pshat is the fact that Yitzchok had Machshava Tov in his mind. He had in mind to be Maisa Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted what he had in mind as if he really did it. That was the Chiddush by Yitzchak Avinu. So adin b'chol dor v'dor. If every person, if they think as if they really want to be Mois and Nefesh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it and counts it as if you are Mois and Nefesh. That's what it means here. If you blow the Shefesh Shalayim and you remember this Chiddush that happened by Yitzchak Avinu, that the fact he wanted to be Mois and Nefesh, Hashem counted as if he was Mois and Nefesh, the same thing by us also. If we feel as if we want to be Mois and Nefesh, so Hashem counted as if we really were Mois and Nefesh, we really sacrificed our life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Lo Mot Toikim Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara asks, is that a question? Lo Mot Toikim, why do we blow the Shofar? Rachman HaLetikah, the Torah says to blow the Shofar. What's the big question here? Ella, what he meant to say is like this, Lo Mot Marim, how can we make a truah in between? We blow like separate, or Shvar Mot Truas, how can we blow that? At the Gemara Marayim, that's the Kasha. Rachman Alma, the Torah says that. Zichron Trua, it's remembrance of a Trua. That's what a Trua means. A Trua means broken sounds. So we have to blow broken sounds also. Ella, what Rav Yitzchak meant to say was like this. Lomo Toikin Amariyim Kishen Yeshrim. How come first we blow the Shofar once before Shemon Esrei, when we're still sitting? The Toikin Amariyim Kishen Endim. And then during Shemon Esrei, or during Chazorat Hashat, like the Sfadim do, we blow the Shofar again. Like, how come we blow it twice? We already blew it once. We already makayim the mitzvah. How come we blow the shofar like twice in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara answers, k'dei la'arav of ha'sotin, to mix up the sotin, to mix them up. So Rashi learns, shelo yastin, he should not be able to say bad things about us. K'she yishma yisrael mechazavim as ha'mitzvah. When he sees that Klai Yisrael love to do mitzvahs, and we do the shofar twice, is mistasim in the verb. It like closes up his words. He can't talk anything bad about us anymore. That's why we blow the shofar twice, to mix them.